Title: Atmospheric Jungle Drones from Scratch in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. All right, let's build an atmospheric jungle drone from absolute zero in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the advanced way, stock devices only, and designed to actually survive under 170 BPM breaks without turning your mix into soup. Before we touch a synth, quick mindset check. A drone is the glue in jungle and rolling DNB. It's not the star, it's the world the drums and bass live inside. So the win condition is this. When you mute the drone, the track feels like it loses its atmosphere immediately, but when it's on, you shouldn't be thinking, wow, cool drone. You should just feel the mood. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Pick a key. I'll use F minor because it's a classic dark home bass. Now create two MIDI tracks and one audio track, and we'll group the MIDI tracks into a bus in a minute. One more coach note that will save you an hour later. Decide what each layer does in the spectrum. Think of three roles. A mid-bed, living around 200 Hz to 2 kHz. A top bed, mostly 1.5 to 10 kHz, like leaf hiss and air. Or a harmonic anchor around 100 to 600 Hz, more tonal, but carefully carved so it doesn't fight the snare body. Don't let every layer do every job. Give each one a job, then mix becomes easy. Step 1. Layer A, the tonal drone. On your first MIDI track, name it Drone Tonal. Drop in Waveatable. Start simple. Choose a smooth waveform. Basic shapes is totally fine. Put the position somewhere around 20 to 35% so it's not too bright. Keep oscillator 2 off for now, or bring it in extremely quietly later if you want a little beating. Turn on unison 2 to 4 voices. Keep the amount low, like 10 to 20%, and make the width wide, around 120 to 160%. We're aiming for wide but stable, not detuned trance pad. Now pick a filter. MS2 or PRD are great because they have character. Set cutoff somewhere in the 250 to 800 Hz range to start, and add a bit of drive, say 3 to 8 dB. That drive is part of what makes it feel like it belongs in jungle instead of sounding like a clean ambient pad. Set the amp envelope for drone behavior. Attack around 1.5 to 4 seconds. Decay 8 to 15 seconds. Sustain a bit down, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Release 4 to 10 seconds. The goal is, if you stop the note, it doesn't just vanish. It exhales. Now MIDI, draw a long note. And here's a really important advanced point, you do not need your fundamental in the sub lane. Even if you're in F minor, you don't need F1 thundering away under your bass. A classic move is to put the tonal center up at F2, or even F3, and let the bass own 40 to 90 Hz. So start with F2. If you feel it's getting in the way, push it up and let distortion, harmonics, and reverb bloom imply the weight. Now the part that makes it alive, movement. Drop Ableton's LFO device before Waveatable, and map it to Waveatable's filter cutoff with a small range. Also map it to the Waveatable position with a tiny range. Tiny, you're not doing EDM filter sweeps, you're doing environmental drift. Set the LFO rate to something slow, 0.03 to 0.10 Hz. Meaning a full cycle every 10 to 30 seconds. Use a sine wave for smoothness, or random with smoothing if you want more organic drift. Keep the amount subtle, like 2 to 10%. Optional, but super vibey. Subtle pitch drift. Add another LFO, or reuse one carefully, and map it to oscillator pitch for just plus or minus a few cents. 3 to 8 cents is enough. Rate around 0.05 to 0.12 Hz. This is that old sampler, tape room tone instability. Quick modulation hygiene tip. One macro equals one intention. Don't map 10 parameters and call it movement. Build two motion paths only. One is brightness drift, like filter cutoff or a gentle EQ tilt. The other is stereo drift, like chorus width, autopan amount, or reverb send. That's it. That's why it feels like a space, not a plugin demo. Step 2. Layer B, the noise and air. Create a second MIDI track named Drone Air. Load analog or drift if you like that flavor. In analog, keep USK1 very low level, sine or triangle, just enough to give the noise something to glue to. Turn on noise and set it around 15 to 35%. Filter it with a low-pass, cutoff roughly 2 to 6 kHz, resonance low. Give it the same kind of slow amp envelope. Long attack, long release. Now make it stereo and moving. Add chorus ensemble, chorus mode. Rate 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, amount 20 to 45%. With 150 to 200%, then autopan, but slow, rate 0.04 to 0.12 Hz, amount 15 to 35%, phase 120 to 180 degrees, wide, not seasick, then high pass it hard, EQ 8, high pass at around 180 to 350 Hz. This is crucial. This layer should never fight your sub or kick fundamentals. If the break starts feeling soft, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz so your transients keep their bite. Step 3. Share jungle space. 1. Return reverb world. Create a return track called Atmos Verb. Drop in hybrid reverb. Set the blend around 40% convolution and 60% algorithmic to start. Choose a convolution space like a dark hall or large room. Algorithmic hall works nicely behind breaks. Set decay long, 6 to 14 seconds. Then do the thing that makes long reverb actually work in DNB. Pre-delay and filtering. Pre-delay around 20 to 45 milliseconds keeps the drums punchy. Low cut at 250 to 450 Hz. High cut at 6 to 10 kHz for that darker jungle vibe. Width 120 to 160%. Send both drone layers into this return, but start must. Think minus 18 to minus 10 dB sends depending on how dense your reverb is. And here's an extra pro move. Duck the return, not the source. On the Atmos Verb return, after hybrid reverb, add a compressor and sidechain it from your drums. Fastish attack. Medium release. Aim for 2 to 5 dB gain reduction on snare hits. Now you can have gigantic tails that politely step back when the break lands. Step 4. Controlled grit and density. On drone tonal, add roar. Choose a warm tube or saturation style. Keep drive moderate, like 5 to 15%. Keep the tone darker. Avoid fizzy highs. Mix around 20 to 50%. This is about giving the drone harmonics so it reads on small speakers without turning up the fader. Now add auto filter after roar. Low pass 24. Set the cutoff somewhere between 400 and 2K as a working range. We'll automate later. Then EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass around 90 to 150 Hz unless you intentionally want a mid-focused anchor, and you've already decided where your bass lives. If it's boxy, dip 200 to 350 Hz. If it fights snare crack or break presence, dip 2.5 to 5K Hz. On drone air, add saturator. Soft clip on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Then bring the output down to compensate. This makes hiss and air feel present without just getting louder. Step 5. Bus the layers and make it mix safe. Select drone tonal and drone air and group them. Name the group drone bus. On drone bus, add EQ 8 first. High pass at 80 to 120 Hz. If you want it darker, a gentle shelf down from 10 kHz can help. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 to 30 ms, release auto or 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. You only want 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, just enough to make the two layers behave like one thing. Then utility, turn bass mono on. Set width somewhere around 90 to 130%. Careful, if your breaks are already wide, a super wide drone can actually make the drums feel smaller. Optional, very jungle, a super subtle phaser flanger on the bus. Rate 0.03 to 0.08 Hz, amount low. Feedback low. This adds slow tape head motion without sounding like an effect. Extra advanced depth trick. Use mid/side EQ like a depth fader. In EQ 8 on the bus, go into M/S mode. Rule of thumb. Center equals closer. Sides equal farther. Put a touch more 500 Hz to 2K Hz in the mid for definition, and roll off some 200 to 600 Hz in the sides to remove cloudy stereo mud. Keep most of your width in the highs and in the reverb, not in low mids. Step 6. Print it. This is the classic jungle move. Create an audio track called Drone Print. Set input to resampling or directly from drone bus. Record 16 to 64 bars of your drone evolving with those slow modulations. Then consolidate it into one clean clip. Now treat it like a captured texture, not a synth. Try warping modes. Complex for smoother. Texture for grainier. Add echo with a dark filter, subtle mix, maybe 5 to 18%. Try dotted 1/8 or 1/4 timing for that jungle bounce. Optional redux with slight downsample for grit, but don't destroy it. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff for transitions. And a big arrangement secret, slice your printed drone into 4-bar phrases and rearrange them. Jungle is modular. Micro edits feel huge at 170. Want rainforest particulate without samples? Put that printed audio into simpler. Classic mode is fine. Turn on loop. Find a noisy section and set a very short loop, like 80 to 300 milliseconds. Add a little random to start so it constantly changes. Use the filter with a gentle envelope and slow attack to soften clicks. You just made an organic granular-ish air bed from your own print. Step 7. Make it breathe with the drums. Classy sidechain. On drone bus, add a regular compressor, not glue. Sidechain it from your brake bus or full drums, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 15 to 40 ms so the transient still snaps. Release 80 to 160 ms so it feels rhythmic, not pumpy. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you want that classic DNB ghost groove, sidechain from a ghost kick pattern instead of the full drums. Step 8. Arrangement tactics that instantly sound like records. For an intro, start with drone print only and filter it. High pass up, low pass down, then slowly open the low pass over 16 bars. Bring up the reverb, send gradually for tension. At the drop, pull the drone down 1 to 3 dB. Also try narrowing width slightly, like 120% down to 100, so the breaks feel wider by contrast. That contrast is the trick. For breakdown tension, automate roar drive slightly up, increase reverb send by 2 to 4 dB for wash, then hard cut the reverb send to right before the drop. The world opens up, then slams shut. Instant impact. Classic jungle air switch. At bar boundaries, mute the air layer for one bar, then bring it back. It creates movement without changing the note. And if you want darker pressure without full chords, try a two-note tension approach. Keep the tonal layer on the root, and add a second tone very quietly, like F plus GB for dread, or F plus B for tritone bite. Filter the dissonant tone harder, and keep it 10 to 20 dB quieter than the root. It should feel like unease, not harmony. Common mistakes to avoid while you work. First, too much low end in the drone. This wrecks your sub clarity and makes mastering harder. High pass aggressively, often 100 to 150 Hz, especially on anything that isn't explicitly a mid-bed anchor. Second, over-widening. If the vibe collapses in mono, you've built a phase trick, not an atmosphere. Do a Riedel test, put utility at the end of drone bus and pull width to zero while the drums play. If it collapses, move key content to the mid with M/SEQ and leave width mostly to noise and reverb. Third, reverb without filtering. Long reverb plus low mids equals swamp. Low cut the reverb return. Always. Fourth, modulation range too big. Slow is good. Huge sweeps sound like a demo, not like a world. And the big one, not printing. Advanced producers commit. Printing turns sound design into arrangement power. Mini practice run to lock this in. Build layer A in Wavitable and make a 32-bar note in F minor, probably F2 or F3. Build layer B with noise, chorus, and slow autopan. Create your Atmos verb return and filter it properly. Print 16 bars of the drone. Then arrange, 8 bars intro filtered, 8 bars build opening filter and adding send, 16 bars drop with sidechain and slightly lower level. Then bounce 30 to 60 seconds and do two checks. 1. Does the drone mask the snare? If yes, dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz or carve low mids around 250 to 400. 2. Is the sub-region clean? If not, high pass harder and mono the low band. This audio version is shortened for playback.